Energy and Infrastructure. On his way there, he talked about a host of topics, including the Mueller probe.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them.
Attorney General William Barr has said he does believe spying occurred during the 2016 campaign, and he's looking into counterintelligence activities during that time.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A gas explosion at a building in Durham, North Carolina, leaves one person dead, more than a dozen others hurt. The building partially collapsed, and a shooting at a South Carolina hospital emergency room this morning leaves one nurse injured. The suspect, a man who carried a weapon when he looked for mental health care the day before and was turned away, according to authorities. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a couple of nice, quiet springtime days. Nice and warm today with a high temperature up to about 84. Sunshine will be dominant. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, breezy and warm. Another high temperature up to about 84. I think we're dry if you have plans on Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms, let's say, in the wee hours of Thursday night, Friday morning, with Friday's high temperature up to about 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around Saturday. And then we continue to look at a potential severe weather event looming for Sunday. We'll be watching that situation carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate. This comes after the Department of Justice issued scathing findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. The Southern Poverty Law Center has released a plan they say will help improve Alabama's prison system. They say building new prisons, hiring more staff members, and paying them better, and reducing the number of people in the prisons should cut down on Alabama's prison problems. And Montgomery firefighters are investigating a house fire last night on Wiley Road. Officials believe the fire may have started in a dryer and then spread into the wall. No injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accept it. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attorney General Barr testify on Capitol Hill, facing more questions about the Mueller report.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public.
New charges filed against Lori Loughlin and others accused of the college admissions cheating scandal.
The little fish are being whittled out. The bigger fish remain, and they're in more trouble with each passing day.
The nation's measles outbreak, an outbreak in New York City, led the mayor to declare a public health emergency.
President Trump said he will not reinstate his policy of separating migrant families that cross the border illegally.
Doctors are now calling for Fisher-Price to recall its popular rock-and-play sleeper after an investigation linked it to the deaths of over 30 babies.
What authorities say was a scheme to sell orthopedic braces to seniors who didn't need them, costing American taxpayers nearly $1 billion.
Bernie Sanders will introduce what he believes is a path to health care for everyone.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What do you have in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market. By the way, they got the strawberries back in. $12 a basket. Just came in yesterday. Talked to Reed last night. He said he drove down yesterday morning, got them. They're fresh. Just got picked, and they are delicious. So take advantage of that. And then the other goodies that they've got at Sweet Creek Farm Market, great place for lunch also. Go down and have their Cuban sandwich, recommended highly by Dan and Joey. We need to get another one of those to split.
Yeah, absolutely. Thing's great.
Benjamin Netanyahu looks like he's going to win here. So let's listen to the story about the Israeli prime minister race.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu appears headed for an historic fifth term. The prime minister holds a slim lead over his main rival after a tight election battle. His apparent victory comes despite impending corruption charges. Netanyahu put his close relationship with President Trump and other world leaders at the center of his campaign. Now he's set to become the longest-serving prime minister in Israel's 71-year history. Seth Doan is in Tel Aviv.
Most of the votes have been counted, and at this point, Israel's two main parties are virtually tied for the number of seats that they have in parliament. And last night, both of them actually declared victory. We were at Blue and White Party headquarters of Benny Gantz as Gantz took to the stage and called himself Israel's next prime minister. But then, not long after, Benjamin Netanyahu took to the stage at his party headquarters and said that he was declaring victory. He had fireworks and all. But here's the thing. Neither of these parties have enough seats in parliament to create a government on their own. So the tough part now begins. A coalition must be formed. And at this point, it appears that Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party has the pathway to do that. He would rely on support from far-right parties and also from ultra-Orthodox religious parties to create that government. And this further push to the right, this swing to the right here in Israel, would not only have an impact on local domestic policies, but also world affairs and certainly a path to peace here in the Middle East. And Palestinians have already expressed concerns over that last-minute campaign pledge made by Benjamin Netanyahu to annex settlements in the West Bank. That is, of course, quite controversial because that land is seen by most of the world as occupied territory.
The you can kind of tell the media didn't want this to happen the way it's happening. They kind of wanted the other guy. They wanted this to be a big upset story. And I was looking at things last night, and it was kind of like people were calling the fact that they haven't called the election, they're calling it fake news. I don't know if that was Netanyahu's people trying to get ahead of the story or what, but
it was a close call. It was a referendum on him, especially with these indictments, which he tore into the indictments leading up to the election. So what's interesting about Israel is there really is more debate about the future and character and policies of Israel in Israel than there is, I think, in this country. Because, I mean, and that it's not really a knock against Americans. I think it's just the people in Israel are there so they can understand the nuance of the situation. Whereas here, we're more, we want to support them. It's more symbolic, I think. We some people know the details, but not many.
Well, the amazing thing is Netanyahu brought Trump into this thing big time. Yeah. Every photograph and thing that you saw with Netanyahu had Trump in it.
He's very popular, but President Trump is in Israel. That's for sure. Very popular, especially with Netanyahu's voters. Well, that longest, I think the longest term or longest reign for a prime minister?
Yeah, seven terms, which is the longest ever.
Wow. It's unreal. And we'll see, I guess, things heating up in the Middle East in regard to those problems haven't gone away. We talk about other things, but Yemen's still going on, and you know the administration and Pompeo talking about having the Revolutionary Guard of Iran declared a terrorist group. I mean, there's, that story continues there in the Middle East. So.
Well, the filing for the District 74 race has ended, and we have some folks in here, some that you actually interviewed. Michael Fritz?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's what's your take on him?
Oh, I think he's a very nice guy. It's his first time running, so I think he has a lot to learn, and he's doing that. He's going and meeting with a lot of people. I like the fact that his main career has been a bankruptcy lawyer, but he's not only done, say, big cases, you know, big companies with millions of dollars. He's also used that money that he's earned doing that, too.
When you interviewed him, was he running for mayor?
Right.
Okay, so he's a mayoral candidate.
Yes.
And he's District 74.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like somebody wants to get elected.
Yes. This is news to me if he's now in the District 74 race.
Yeah, he made the qualification yesterday.
I like him, but we'll see.
Tobias Grant, Jesse Caleb Hefner, Jay King. We remember Jay King is the lieutenant with MPD.
Okay, yeah.
He ran for mayor.
Yeah.
Great guy. Charlotte Meadows, Daniel Sparkman.
Well. Yeah.
And then one Democrat, Rayford Mack, which does not stand a prayer to win that race. So that's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. This is definitely going to be a ground game race. A lot of door-to-door and networking out there. So we'll see what happens with that. I'd say, I'd give Charlotte Meadows the edge with one exception, that the school board stuff might actually work against her.
Right.
Right. Sort of thing.
I mean, she's done this before, though. So it's not like she's starting from square one. And she does have the name ID, but is it the...
She ran for 74 once before?
Didn't she run against Dimitri Paluzzi?
She did. Actually, yeah. There's something about that.
Yeah.
And the... one of the people that's running is the former... Daniel Sparkman is the former spokesperson for Kay Ivey. Was in the press office. So that one will be interesting to see. Do any of those people that I mentioned, do y'all like them, dislike them? Is there any feelings one way or the other? I'm, with the exception of Charlotte Meadows, and Jade King, I'm not very knowledgeable of the other folks, but we'll get them in here and find out what's going on with them. 272-9228. Let's get into more charges on college admission scandal. This is CBS reporting.
Actress Lori Loughlin and more than a dozen others accused in the college admissions scandal face new and more serious charges this morning. Prosecutors indicted 16 parents yesterday, including Loughlin and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli, on money laundering and fraud charges. That's in addition to the previous charge of conspiracy to commit mail fraud. We reached out to their attorneys but did not hear back. 13 of the 33 parents charged in the original indictment, including actress Felicity Huffman, agreed Monday to plead guilty to mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman is following the case. What message are prosecutors sending here with these additional charges, particularly to the folks who have not pleaded guilty?
They're saying you had enough time to enter a guilty plea and show that you have remorse and contrition, and you didn't. And so since you didn't, we're giving you another charge. Now, while I say that, This is not vindictive prosecution. What this is appropriate prosecution from people who are serious about their case, because this case started by means of complaint, capital C. A complaint means you can get arrested on a charge that is written. But that's not the end, because within 30 days, the government must go to a grand jury and return an indictment, or the complaint gets dismissed. None of these facts are new. None of the story has changed.
So these people are kind of getting out of thing, the left out to dry type deal. But this is serious. I mean, they're bumping it on up here.
Well, and it sounds like you suggested it could go this way because it's so in the public right now and in the news. It might be these stars getting made an example of. There are a lot of people that would like to see that. And so, and judges have, on occasion, done that on all sorts of issues.
Yeah, because they're talking about, with a plea deal, they're talking about 4 to 10 months, and they may not actually see jail time. If you go in and fight this, and they trump this thing up, I mean, you could be 10, 12 years.
Right.
And so let's continue with the second part of the story.
Ricky, doesn't remorse and contrition really matter? You look at the way these two high-profile women are handling it. One seems textbook perfect. One seems textbook really, really wrong. What's your take on that?
Well, my take on it is that we have exactly the two extremes. Felicity Huffman has been, in fact, pitch perfect. She has looked ashamed. She has looked stricken from the very beginning.
I'm sure she is.
Accepting responsibility.
And saying that she really wants to get this done and over with because she knew she did wrong. In addition, she had two kids. She just did this with one child. Lori Loughlin, on the other hand, two children, two $250,000 payments alleged, and goes into the court, goes into Boston, signs autographs, smiles with those pearly whites, goes up to the prosecutor, the temerity to go up to a prosecutor and shake three prosecutors' hands.
Why is that wrong?
They're your adversaries in a court of law where decorum is important. This is a woman, it may not be the true fact, but it certainly is the appearance, who looks like she feels that she can buy her way out of a jail sentence. That's not going to happen here.
Optics really matter, doesn't it?
Yeah. Critically, from beginning to end.
When I saw her signing autographs outside the courthouse, that I was kind of going, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be going and getting in the car and having somebody throw a coat over your head. And because the way that Huffman did it and her contrite statement was white on target. She did a really good job. She got good coaching on that. This is 93.1. Then my show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Wrap me in bacon. Wrap him in bacon. And pour bacon crumbles on my head.
Pour bacon crumbles on his head.
Now that I think of it, I'll just go to Little Caesars.
I'll go to Little Caesars.
Get a bacon wrap, deep dish pizza instead.
Get a bacon wrap, deep dish pizza instead.
Get Little Caesars large, hot and ready bacon wrap, deep dish pepperoni and bacon pizza wrapped in over 3.5 feet of bacon for just $12 at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Heading to the vintage year tonight, looking forward to that. A great group are going to be there. A great place for dinner, go to the vintage year. I'll be there about 6:30 tonight.
And I won't reveal who's at your table, what a good table it will be, though.
It will be a great table. Particularly in light of some of the political stuff that's going on here right now, I'm really looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Lindsey Graham said, you can't be surprised Trump won't claim exoneration without having read anything. I mean, kind of, that's a Trumpism. I tried to cut Trump going out to Marine One today, heading down to Texas, and he brought up the whole thing about, there's going to be an investigation into the investigators type thing of how this whole thing started, and did it start with bad seats here? And again, I'm going to really be looking forward to seeing how the network is going to handle it tonight. Or will they... I will get a mention, but how much of a mention will it get? Will it be kind of a slight mention, or will it actually get laid out there? Because this is really big. Okay, Bernie Sanders is going to be talking about his Medicare for All here. And this is going to scare the meh out of you. Listen to Bernie Sanders.
So, I guess at this point, do we have to call you the front runner now? Given how much money you've raised?
I'm not much into front runners. I suspect that will be changing every other day.
Part of the reason why we wanted to do this is to sort of explain generally what is Medicare for All, because it's talked about a lot.
Yeah.
You are, though, essentially the guy who championed this first and more than anyone. So yeah. What to you is Medicare for All?
The United States of America is the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people. And that's got to change. So first of all, I believe that healthcare is a human right, whether you're old or young or rich or poor. Everybody in the United States of America, richest country on earth, is entitled to healthcare as a right. Second of all, the current healthcare system that we have is completely dysfunctional. We are now spending almost twice as much per capita, $11,000 per person every single year, twice as much as any other major country on earth. We pay by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. One out of five Americans can't even afford the medicine they need. And yet at the end of all of that, you got 30 million people without any health insurance, and even more who are underinsured with high deductibles and high copayments. And then on top of that, you got parts of the country where people who do have health insurance can't even find a doctor. The function of the current healthcare system that we have to change is to make billions of dollars in profit for the insurance companies and the drug companies. I believe in a healthcare system that guarantees healthcare to all people in a cost-effective way, which is what Medicare for All is. Last point. Medicare today is the most popular health insurance program in the country. It needs improvement, but seniors in this country like it and appreciate it. We should expand that program to all of our people, and when we do that, we're going to save the average American substantial amounts of money in terms of how much he or she pays for health care.
Now, he said $11,000 per person. Now, what he's doing is he's throwing into that Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
Which are government programs that are there. Now, when he says Medicare, I just signed up for Medicare. And Medicare is not a complete freestanding insurance. It pays part of your insurance. You have to get a supplement to pay all of the insurance. Whereas, and there's some great supplements out there. I was kind of impressed with those as I started doing research. But, you know, India, does he consider India a pretty major country?
Right.
Well, India doesn't have what he's describing. And any population that does not have a homogenous population is not going to have a single-pay national health care insurance. And those that do have it, are you've got people that are trying to escape it and going to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas, because they can't get treatment in UK or Canada.
Well, and I think there are a lot of flaws with the healthcare system, in particular the idea that everything's now tied to employment in many ways, which I think is a anomaly that came out of the 30s and the 40s, when you had wage and price controls. And some things to be said for the American healthcare system, though it is messed up and pretty expensive, it leads the world with innovations, and I think there are ways to bring down drug prices, whether reforming the patent system or the FDA approval process. But if you take out, I heard this stat the other day, and it's fascinating. If you take out homicides and car accidents, these sort of like suicide, car accidents, you know, drug addiction, these sort of things, American life expectancy is the best on earth. And we do pay a lot per capita, but we also are wealthier per capita. So I would love to see the system fixed. I don't think going to one single third-party payer that is essentially a huge boon to the medical industry, the special interest Bernie and the cronies that Bernie talks so big about, is the way to go. It's just, I don't see how, when Medicare is already an incredible cost, Medicaid is already an incredible cost, let's bring in the whole population instead of using a scalpel to actually go for the folks that cost the most, because there are chronic health issues.
And let me tell you, he gets so much wrong in this whole thing, it's unbelievable, and it should scare you to death. News on 93.1, let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president touching down in Texas to talk energy and infrastructure. On his way there, he talked about a host of topics, including the Mueller probe.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them.
Attorney General William Barr has said he does believe spying occurred during the 2016 campaign, and he's looking into counterintelligence activities during that time.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A gas explosion at a building in Durham, North Carolina, leaves one person dead, more than a dozen others hurt. The building partially collapsed. And a shooting at a South Carolina hospital emergency room this morning leaves one nurse injured. The suspect, a man who carried a weapon when he looked for mental health care the day before and was turned away, according to authorities. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a couple of nice, quiet springtime days. Nice and warm today with a high temperature up to about 84. Sunshine will be dominant. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, breezy and warm. Another high temperature up to about 84. I think we're dry if you have plans on Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms, let's say, in the wee hours of Thursday night, Friday morning, with Friday's high temperature up to about 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around Saturday. And then we continue to look at a potential severe weather event looming for Sunday. We'll be watching that situation carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.279228. That's where we are on a Wednesday.
Well, in this life I've seen everything I can see, woman. I've seen lovers fly through the air, hand in hand. I've seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. And I've seen dreams that came from the heavenly skies above. I've seen homemade
crafts. I'd be remiss if I did not mention that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prattville location. Ram trucks on sale. Did you hear Dick talk? The new commercial, $14,300 off.
Wow.
$14,300 off. Man, you cannot beat that. Ram trucks, they're killing it out there. And all the customer satisfaction awards and the reviews, that and the Jeep product is just tearing it up. So go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, how much you appreciate them being on the show. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Just remember that always. Let's continue on with Bernie. Now, Bernie's going to kind of swerve off the reservation here a little bit, and he's going to be talking about the expenses, and he's going to be using bogus information here.
This sounds expensive. So how would you pay
for it? No, it's less expensive. How does it sound expensive? What's expensive and what's unsustainable is the current health care system. If we are spending twice as much per capita on health care as any other nation, without healthcare outcomes not even being as good, that's expensive. What our system does is get rid of insurance companies and drug companies making billions of dollars in profit every single year. Outrageous compensation packages for the CEOs of the drug companies and the insurance companies. Doing away with the administrative nightmare that exists when hospitals and doctors have to deal with hundreds and hundreds of separate health insurance programs. So our program is far more cost effective. We're going to save the average American substantial sums of money.
How much?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know exactly to the cent, but this is what I do know. What CMS estimates is that over the next 10 years, if there are no changes to the current system, we're going to spend $50 trillion. Every study that has been done, even by conservative entities, tell us that Medicare for All is far more cost-effective than the current system.
When he says $50 trillion, what he's talking about is private insurance companies and government insurance companies, all medical right now. So when he says, well, we're going to be spending $50 billion in 10 years, well, that's money that's coming out of the private sector that businesses are paying for and things like that. Government is not paying for that. Now, what you have to do is you have to tax everybody to go get that money reallocated towards government so they can then turn around and pay it out. I want to tell you something. This is the guy that Donald Trump wants to run against. He is so out there with this issue, and somebody's going to get into a debate with him, and they're just going to rip him up because he does not know what in the hell he's talking about, and he throws things out like that, and it's kind of like, it's the same thing. No, it's not. There's a big difference between AT&T paying their employees and for their health insurance and the government paying for it. A very, very, very big difference. So now he's going to talk about, well, is everybody going to be treated the same even though you have age differences? And what happens when you lose your current insurance company? And listen to the way he answers this.
So if I'm a 25-year-old, a 35-year-old, a 55-year-old, a 75-year-old, no matter my age, I'd be in the same exact system?
Well, it'll obviously, if you're a... Basically, yes. Medicare will cover all comprehensive needs in this country. And by the way, let me just add to that. Trump has been attacking me and Medicare for All by saying it's going to weaken traditional Medicare. It is not. In fact, our proposal expands Medicare benefits to cover dental, eyeglasses, and hearing aids, which Medicare today does not cover.
And what if I have a private or employer insurance program right now and I like it?
Well, you may be one of the millions of people who leaves your job this year and you're going to leave your private insurance. You may be one of the many millions of people who finds that their employer has gone out and got another insurance company to cover you, and you're going to have to change that. But essentially, under Medicare for all people will be covered by Medicare.
So bottom line, if I like my program right now, I wouldn't be able to keep it.
Well, often you don't have much choice about that. If you're working for somebody else, you're working for CBS, maybe tomorrow CBS will get a new insurer for you. You don't have much to say about it. In fact, Medicare for All is more stable. On the Medicare for All, you go to the doctor you want, freedom of choice regarding doctors, and the same with regard to hospitals. Many Americans don't have that because the doctor you may want to go to may not be in your network.
So did you hear how he answered it? It's like, the answer is yes, you're going to lose your insurance, but you may lose your insurance anyhow under where you are right now. CBS may change their insurance. Well, the employees may say, you know, please don't do that, and kind of go, you know, don't do that.
Right.
Most employers want to keep their employees happy, but they also are very base bottom line oriented. But see, this is why he is going to screw up so badly in a debate. And Hillary Clinton kind of tapped on this door a little bit, but would not go in and force it because she didn't want to make the Bernie Sanders people mad. She kind of said, you know, you can't afford this. We cannot afford this. She kind of called him out a little bit on it, but somebody's going to be forceful on it, and they're going to go in and land a punch. And that may be a Joe Biden. That may be a Schultz. But somebody's going to go and land a punch on her because Bernie does not know what in the heck he's talking about here. So Bernie Sanders, is your proposal socialism? And what is, again, what's going to be the cost here?
Is this proposal socialism?
No, actually it is not. It's similar to what the Canadians have. For the average American, the only difference is the color of your card will change. You'll get a Medicare card rather than a United Health card or a Blue Cross Blue Shield card. You go to the same doctor who practices in the same way, the same hospital that practices, does its thing in the same way. So that's what it is. What it does mean is, look, right now, you know, as you know, in 1965, against massive opposition from Republicans back then, Lyndon Baines Johnson initiated Medicare and Medicaid. So you have Medicare, you got Medicaid, two quite popular programs. All that we are saying is over a four-year period, we're going to phase Medicare coverage into every man, woman, and child in this country.
So you see this happening over 4 years?
Yeah, that's what our bill does. The first year, what we do is say, right now, to be eligible for Medicare, you got to be 65. We bring it down in the first year to 55, and then we go to 45. We also cover all of the kids, and we also expand Medicare benefits for seniors to include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
I want to go back to this because there are some estimates that say this could cost maybe $10 or $15 trillion over the next decade. Others that say it could be $35 trillion.
No one thinks it costs. Look, we're spending $3.5 trillion right now. So what the CMS estimates is that the current system...
Center for Medicare Services.
Yes, estimates that this will cost... The current system will cost $50 trillion over a 10-year period, averaging $5 trillion a year. Ours will be much less expensive, but, you know.
How in the hell will it be much less expensive when that current number of $50 trillion is only for those over 65?
I know. This is why they're going to kill him, because he didn't... He just kind of... You know, that's not right. But then, if you say what you're saying is that right, you go no. That's not it. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say y'all had a lady on one of y'all's shows yesterday afternoon. She was a colored lady, and she was telling them right. And I wish to God y'all would play it again. I'll play her again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Was it Candace Owens?
Yes, we played Candace Owens.
Yeah, I was just queuing that up. Matter of fact, I can't get it to load. Can you get that on Real Clear Politics?
I'll look for it, absolutely.
Okay, because it is good. She basically boxed Congressman Lou's ears here.
Well, and I'm just so frustrated with this conversation. I know it's going to be a frustrating conversation going forward about health care, because it's not really a conversation about reforming health care. It's only about health insurance and who's the third-party payer that pays, when there's a lot of things you could do to the health care system. Essentially, right now, private or government health insurance isn't insurance. It's prepaid health care. And it's just very frustrating if this is where we're going to go. But if this is what Bernie Sanders wants, I think he's going to lose the argument, because there are other, say, progressives that will be running against him and say, I want Medicare for all, or I really just want a public option that you could maybe opt into if you like. We'll also have private insurance. So he's going to have to argue with other progressives before he ever meets, say, Donald Trump.
And that will be, the Kamala Harris's and people like that will They'll use the CalMed formula type thing, the California deal. But he's going to bump into a wall with this thing. And this is the guy Donald Trump wants to run against, without a doubt. Let's see who this is. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Because Bernie brought up the conversation about Medicare and Medicaid. What does Medicaid pay for?
Medicaid pays for everything.
But who is eligible for Medicaid?
You have to. It's a financial threshold.
And my understanding is, from what I've read and interpreted, Medicaid is primarily for indigent people.
Yes, if you're at the poverty level, then you're eligible for Medicaid. And what Obamacare did is it expanded fivefold. So you could be making up to $60,000 a year versus $14,000 a year, and you can still be eligible for Medicaid. That's what Obamacare was all built around.
But will it pay for, say, doctor's visits?
Oh, yeah. If they would go to a doctor versus go to an emergency room, yeah, it pays 100% of doctor's visits.
Does it pay for hospital stay?
Pays 100% of hospital. where your Medicare does not.
Well, and also there's this big mystery to me that right now when I look at healthcare, the biggest problem is it's restricted supply. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough hospitals. We need to loosen up licensing so nurse practitioners can do a lot of things that doctors are now required to do. We need to open up supply to where it meets all sorts of different people's needs because healthcare is very complicated. It's not one holistic good. It's different for all sorts of different
people. And this is where the Republicans are going to mess up. If they do not get in front of this bandwagon and come up with solutions like, you know, risk pools and being able to have medical savings accounts and things like that, they're going to screw up.
Well, and I guess their idea is, okay, what we'll do is have the government be the single payer, right? I guess the fancy word is monopsony or something like that. They can set the prices so they can drive reimbursement rates down. So how much they're going to pay a certain company to do drugs or hospitals or doctors or whatnot.
Well, we can say that that didn't work for Medicare.
No, it doesn't work, but how are you, if the problem is restricted supply, then how is paying people less, forcing them to receive less, going to increase the number of doctors and people going into the field?
Yeah, they need to open up medical school, for one. I always tell the story of my brother who applied for medical school every single year, was not accepted. On the last year of eligibility, he did not get accepted again, and then a week later they call him and say, you can come into the program if you feel that you can make it, even though school started a week ago. He came in and graduated number two in his class. That's pretty remarkable. So they stopped him. They stopped him for 7 years, graduated number two in his class after being in medical school for 3 years, and became a cardiologist specialist. Top honors all the way across. So you've got to open up medical school. You've got to do that. You have to change, you know, using technology, doctor technology, doing video visits type thing.
Right.
That is a big deal now. Big deal.
Well, my point was is I know a lot of doctors' offices are not taking Medicaid at all.
Right.
They'll only take so much Medicare.
Right.
And kind of my point was in asking you all this is this. If a doctor or a hospital isn't taking Medicaid, what difference does it make how much money they transfer from Medicare into Medicaid? If you can't get services,
well, I don't know
does it
about,
matter what you
I
got?
Don't know of a hospital that doesn't take Medicaid.
It'd be interesting to see how much money hospitals are paid by Medicaid. Because I think there's some that are not necessarily taking all Medicaid cases.
Well, what they do is you have to have a bed available within the Medicaid number. So if you are a Medicaid patient and you're in the hospital, you ain't going to be in a private room by yourself.
Right, right. And I understand that. I mean, it is indigent people who can't pay for the services. So, you know, you should be willing to take what you can get when you're not paying.
Right. Well, and the other thing is one of the reasons that Medicaid doctors don't take Medicaid is the lawsuit number is skyrocketed among Medicaid patients versus a regular insurance patient. Because what they do is they'll treat them and they'll say, now you need to do X, Y, and Z, and they won't do X, Y, and Z, and then they'll have a recurrence or they'll have a heart attack or something will happen, and then they'll sue the doctor for not forcing them to do it.
Right. Well, and that's kind of the conversation I was hoping to be able to get us into, is what I see and what I understand from talking to doctors and hospitals and the business I'm in, it pays us nothing. We don't have a dog in that fight whatsoever. But some of what I hear from talking to some of the doctors are, you know, they provide services and then they're on the hook and they can't get paid. So how is, in the long run, that going to affect Medicaid and Medicare?
You're saying they're not being paid by Medicaid?
Right. Right. It takes 6 months to get paid.
Yeah, well,
Medicaid.
I deal with a lot of docs, and one of the biggest problems on getting paid is they will go in and do an insurance claim, and once Blue Cross Blue Shield hits a certain number, they slow the whole thing down. And so it may take you 90 days to get something that 3 months ago you got in 30 days.
Well, and that's very frustrating when Blue Cross Blue Shield does it, but I believe, and I just read the number, that it's almost like twice the rate. It's still only, we're talking, you know, 1% to 2% for private insurers deny claims, but Medicare is denies claims at like 3% to 4%. So, I mean, it slow walks even more.
Yeah, because Medicaid, remember, and Medicare, but Medicaid is a reimbursement system.
Right.
So, in other words, the state says, okay, go ahead and do it. Then they apply to the federal government, and they get reimbursed for that. Federal government can say, go screw yourself.
Well, and I'm sure your doc clients would say this, that it's not just the cost, it's the compliance, like the paperwork. Like, you've got to hire a few people to do that for
you. Well, anything, there's a 20% built-in of a cost of applying for the repayment of something. All doctor offices use a 20% ceiling for that.
Man,
that's a big number.
That is.
Yeah, and, you know, if you talk to some folks that have dealt with it, it's kind of like, you know, if you don't, you have a billing period and you bill it and it's not exactly the way they want it and they kick it back, well, the time frame of the days you've already used are gone. So, you know, you may have a 90-day billing period, and you get it back, and you've got 15 days to correct it, get it back in, and hope they pay it. And then if they kick it out for another reason, gone. You can't rebill for that. You just lost it because it wasn't right, or it wasn't coded the way it was supposed to. It's almost like they look for a reason not to pay it.
Well, what they do is they overcomplicate, and insurance companies do the same thing. They overcomplicate it, so your desire to get money from them drops. And that is a built-in to the Blue Cross Blue Shield formula that's built into the operation.
Do you really want the government controlling your health care?
No, you don't.
To that point.
No, you don't.
So you know, anybody that thinks Bernie Sanders has got a good idea and he's got the silver bullet, they really need to look at what he's saying and then the evidence of what is really true in the real world.
Well, that's what's going to kill him, is that somebody's going to call him out, and he's not going to know how to answer it. And you can get that out of this interview. And this was a lightweight interview. This guy, he's very soft-spoken. He just let him kind of run away with it. Bill, I got to go, buddy. Good talking to you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
I've seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. And I've seen dreams that came from the heavenly skies above. I've seen homemade crying at their own bedside. And I've seen pigs all sitting watching the picture slides.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
.279-228, that's where we are. Hey, the Republicans have got to get something on paper for this thing.
Yes.
Something they can talk about. Otherwise, Bernie Sanders and the Dems are going to be running with this thing. It's all going to sound really good to people, but it's all pie in the sky. And it's very, very dangerous. When I talk to my doc friends and clients about this subject, matter of fact, this will probably be a discussion at dinner tonight. You've got to do something, and there's some simple, easy solutions here. Affinity programs where you get a group of people from a church, for example, and you put them all together and you create your own affinity program. Everybody's throwing money into a pot. You're just like the state employees. You're putting money in a pot. Blue Cross Blue Shield is strictly the billing agent for the state of Alabama. They're making sure they're managing the money. You're managing the money. They're sending you the bill and say, this is how much your employees used.
And I'm hoping more and more doctors for everyday kind of maintenance, healthcare, go to boutique or concierge service, because once they get out of the insurance system, they can get you drugs, procedures, all sorts of things at a very low cost. That's a monthly payment lower than a car payment and lower than a lot of insurance premiums. And then you could have a true insurance plan for anything catastrophic that might happen to you. I think that's a great model. It's already starting to happen.
There's a great model, and I've got several clients that did that, and they're doing very, very well. And the thing is, they're taking that 20% off because they're not trying to manage insurance programs.
And you get to know them. Like, they will even do doctor visits to your home. Like, you can call them up when you need to, these sorts of things.
Well, the new thing, I was just got my MD Anderson deal, and they're doing patient visits by webinar. And what you're doing is you're going to go to a doctor that's at a local clinic. They're going to do your blood screen to see what your white cell count is. If they need to scope you, they can scope you, then send the video to them. But you're going to do a doctor's consultation on a video screen. Instead of having to drive out to MD Anderson to go do your quarterlies.
And then if you say loosen up licensing, you could have... The big problem is in rural communities, you don't have enough doctors who want to go there.
Right.
And if you could loosen up licensing, where a nurse practitioner could do a lot of procedures, but then have a doctor...
An MP, right?
She was working towards it, but she kind of slowed down.
MP, I've got MP clients, nurse practitioner clients. It is a great deal.
Yeah.
And we need to do so much more of that. You need to loosen up medical school, nurse practitioners, rural health care, where you're saying to a doctor, we're going to pay your medical school expense of $250,000, but you need to go to some Alabama and practice there for 10 years. And do your practice, but just be there for 10 years, and we'll pay your $250,000 off.
Right.
And then, because everybody's going to specialties. Because that's where the big money is.
Exactly, not a family doctor.
Yeah, they're not doing GP.
Right.
It's hard to find GP.
Why go to 11, 12 years of school with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to hardly get paid? I mean, that's very frustrating.
Well, the interesting thing is the GPs, because of the concierge and the boutique doctors, they're going in and getting a GP just to do that, and then they'll refer you to a specialist if they feel you need it.
I need to talk to my brother's fiance. She's just started her journey into medical school.
Oh, really? And, what type of doctor is she going to be?
I'm not sure what specialty she's chosen yet, but she's down in Dothan. It's not an MD. It's the other one, the DM, I'm thinking, or something like that.
DM's Dr. Dental Medicine.